Let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we ask this morning, we just want to meet with you. We want to hear what you want us to hear. We want to think about what you want us to think about. And then we want to put in action. We want to be true disciples of Jesus and put in action what you, how you would have us to live, how you would have us to think. We want Christ. We want you to live your life through us. Thank you, Jesus. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. We can't make it without you. We are going to totally depend on you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. Isaiah, we're going to go through, hopefully, I think, we're going to go through a lot of verses this morning. Isaiah 6, 5 through 8. Then said I, woe is me. That word woe, in the sense of crying out like lamentation, woe is me, because I am a man, we're talking about witnessing, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Unclean lips. Why would our lips be unclean? Wow. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, behold, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity, thy sin is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, have you ever heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then Isaiah said, here am I, send me. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, please. Matthew 9, 36 to 38. Matthew 9, 36 to 38. But when he, Jesus, saw the multitudes, Lord, help us to see people through your eyes. When he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad. Fainted. They gave up. They lay down. They quit. They quit moving. They quit living. And they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest where you gather in the fruit, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye, I'm giving you a command here, he says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Please do that here, Jesus. Luke 16:10. And then Luke 19:10. Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust, not righteous, not doing what's right in the least, is unjust also in much. But it's just a little thing, God. Real quick, two men, a banker wanted to hire somebody to work in his bank. He interviewed people, came down to two men. He couldn't figure out which one to hire, so he took them to lunch. Both of them ate lunch. He talked with them. You know, at the same time, when they got up, They went up to pay. The banker was going to pay for the lunch. And the one man, he reached over and he took one of those penny candies and ate it. He didn't pay for it. The banker hired the other man. Unjust in little, unjust in much. It's just a little thing. It's just a penny. Luke 19:10? No, I did not. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man is come. Why did Jesus come? To seek and to save that which is lost. If that's why he came, what do you think people that are going to be disciples of his would do? To seek and to save that which is lost. God, give me Jesus' heart. I'm willing to do that, Lord. Luke 24:46-48. Luke 24:46-48. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ, or it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission, removal, forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, beginning in your hometown. And ye are witnesses of these things. Acts 22:15. Acts 22:15. If somebody has a comment as I'm going through, just raise your little hand. Let me know. Acts 22:15. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And thou shalt be his witness, a witness of Jesus, unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. I don't know how to preach. I don't have all these verses memorized. Can you tell God? Can you tell others what God has done for you? It's that simple. But I'm not real gifted in speech. You don't have to be. His spirit was stirred. Numbers 22:38. Gonna mess with you. Numbers 22:38. Numbers 22:38. And Balaam said unto Balak. Balaam was the man of God. And he said unto a king that was the enemy of God's people, he said, lo, behold, that word lo, same thing as like behold, or what we would say today is check it out, dude. Okay? Sorry. Okay. Lo, I am coming to thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak. When you go to, you can be with somebody. I've had people ask me to come preach. I get there and then they tell me what they want me to preach. And I tell them, I'll be glad to listen to you. And they go, what do you mean? I said, I can only preach what God gives me. I can't preach what you put in my mouth. I said, yeah, but we need this preached on. I said, then you need to do it because that's not what he's stirring in me. I said, but if you that's what you want, I'll sit and listen to you. That's what I've done when I've gone around to preach, because sometimes guys want me to do what they want me to do. 2 Samuel 23:2. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. Now, when we got to Numbers 22:38, the little point is his spirit was stirred. So the first one was witnesses. All those verses from Numbers 22:38. Now it's the title of that little section is his spirit was stirred, okay, to witness. So 2 Samuel 23:2, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me. and his word was in my tongue. Job 32, verse 18. Job, if you're in the book of Psalms, go back one book. Job 32, verse 18 to 20. Boy, can I relate to this. For I am full of matter. The spirit within me constraineth me or moves me. Behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. I will speak that I may be refreshed or relieved. I will open my lips and answer. When I met Jesus, I'll never forget it, man. Drug dealer, just bad sinner guy over here. Meet Jesus, and it's like, you want me? You want, and you love me so you died for me? For me? And now you're forgiving me, and now you're accepting me? I was just like so overwhelmed. I couldn't quit talking about him. The first person I saw, well, when I got up on my knees, it was that preacher and that mountain man, and I grabbed them and danced all over the room with them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then they dropped me off, and my roommates came by. Did you know God's real? I just met him. Dude, you are tripping. We need to take you to the hospital. You are a mess. I couldn't quit talking about him. It's been that way for 38 years. I just can't. I've never met anybody like Jesus. That was Job. Jeremiah 1:7, please. Jeremiah 1:7. Jeremiah 1:7. You there? But the Lord said unto me, he's talking to you now. Say not, I'm a child in witnessing. I'm a child in ministering. I'm a child in walking with God. I don't know how to do it. He said, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Okay, I'm sorry. From God, right now, you listening? This week, you are going to have divine appointments. This week, probably today, you're going to go somewhere and you're going to have a thought to say something to them about God. Don't draw back. Don't go, I'm a child. I don't know how to speak. I don't know what to, maybe I better call Pastor Harvey and have him come over. I've been at churches. People call me up. Yeah, there's somebody over here who needs to get witnessed to. I said, why don't you do it? No, you need to do it. I'm like, God didn't put them in my life. God's not telling me to do it. They don't know me. They know you. God's stirring you. His spirit was stirred. Tell them what God's doing in you. Tell them what he's done for you. And you don't got to preach a whole long thing. And remember, like I walked in, remember I told you I walked into Walmart that day? It's just that's what's coming to me. And he just drew my attention to a guy over there, and he had army fatigues on. And God said, go to him. I didn't know the guy. I didn't know what to say. I just went. As you step out, faith is an action word. As you move on what God says, then God said, say this. He drew my attention and told me one step at a time. Sometimes God will just have me say one thing to somebody. I'm in McDonald's drive-thru getting the sweet tea, large, filled to the top, no ice. And just the other day, like 2 days ago, and I told the girl, we got up there, and I just said, remember, Jesus loves you for who you are, not what you do. Good day. It's all, you know what I mean? Do you understand? Sometimes it's just hugging them. Sometimes it's just saying, I know Jesus loves you. It could be You don't have to give him a whole, you don't have to give him a sermon. If he moves on you, but be willing to stop when he stops. Okay? All right, I feel better now. Jeremiah 1, verse 17. Thou therefore gird up thy loins. God says, now you gird up your loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Don't be dismayed or discouraged or fearful at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. He said, don't worry about their faces and stuff. He said, because if you draw back, he said, I'm going to confound you or make you confused before them. For behold, I have made you this day. Now watch this. He's made you. I'm thinking of Roxanne. Roxanne, you're a defense city. You're an iron pillar. You're brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. He's made you superwoman. You understand? It's like he is your protection. You don't got to worry about they're all coming. Doesn't matter. He is your defense. All you got to do, say what he once said. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. I'm sorry, I just get a little bit excited about that. Jeremiah 4:19. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace. Because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. He says, are you stirred by what you see? Do you see it coming? Do you see the impending danger? Are you stirred? Then let it go. Okay, Jeremiah 20, verse 9. And then some people do this. I remember when I did this. You probably have a hard time believing that I told God one time, I'm not going to talk anymore about you. I'm mad at you, God. I told God that back in 1990. What year was that? Remember? When we lost our house and I went driving truck. What year was that? 95. And I said, I will not make mention of him anymore, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing or trying to be quiet. And I could not stay. I had to let it out. That other verse said, I had to get relief. Ezekiel 3:11, and go, get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, thus saith the Lord God. In other words, whatever he says, you tell them. This is what God says. It says, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, which means to not hear. You got to talk to people. One time we met a preacher. I don't remember how this all happened, but it somehow through Sue's paintings. And this preacher commissioned her to paint a painting for her. And she painted three paintings for him. And when she got the first one done, he said, never mind, I don't want it. And my wife is not like me. She is not out there. She is real gentle. She's real calm. You know her. But God said, go and take him this painting and tell him. She goes, God, I don't want to. Did you go with her? Were you the one who went with her? Somebody went with her. Janiah. And God says, go to his office, take him this painting. Actually, it was those three paintings that are set over there. One of them, Jesus on the cross, and One of them was the eye, because he was all about religion. Let my people go out of religion, out of your control. And God said, go and give him this word. My wife's like, I don't want to go give him this word. But she had to do what God told her to do. And he did not want to hear. He did not receive it. But she had to do it. God, when that man stands before God, God's going to play that video. He's going, I didn't know. That's what everybody's going to want to say. I didn't know. And God's going to show him the video. Remember when I sent Jen to you? Remember when I sent Roxanne to you? Remember when I sent Steve to you? But. He said, that's the sound of a goat. He said, because sheep follow and goats butt. He said, and the goats are on the left hand. Join that crowd. Okay, Micah 3:8. Micah, let's see. Genesis, Exodus, Micah. Okay. It's one of the minor prophets. See, Jonah, Micah, Nahum. So if you're, those three are together. Jonah, Micah, Nahum. Micah 3:8. You're there? It says, but truly, this is talking about you, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and unto Israel his sin. It's real nice when you get to tell somebody, Nate, God loves you. But what about when God has you say, you are in sin and you need to repent? Every sin has to be paid for. Oh, no. Acts 17, I believe it's verse 16. Acts 17:16. Now when Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly or completely given to idolatry, to worshiping anything but the true God. Therefore, disputed he. Oh, we shouldn't argue with people. I wonder what that word dispute means. Therefore, disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons and in the market daily with them that met with him. Because when they said lies, he told them the truth. Lies and truth, it's called a dispute. Okay? 1 Corinthians 9:16. 1 Corinthians 9:16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of or to boast of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Okay, the great commission to his followers, and we'll be done. That's the third section, and we're going to be done. Okay? Matthew 28 and verse 18 to 20. These are some of my favorite passages. Because this is when Jesus was leaving the earth. This is the last thing he said to his disciples. This is what he told them. Hey guys, I'm leaving. This is what I want you to do. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me, Jesus, in heaven and in earth. But because they were his disciples, he said, go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, or cause them to become disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, check it out, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So be it. Mark 16:15. Mark 16:15. This is the great commission of Jesus to his followers. Or great commission. It's a command. He's sending people forth. He's commissioning them unto a work. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What's the gospel? What's the gospel? I'm sorry, what's the gospel? Okay, I'm sorry, what's the gospel? I'm sorry, what's the gospel? That's what we need to be preaching. Death. Why did he die? What happened when he died? He was buried. What does that mean? And then he got up from the dead. What does that mean? We have hope. See what I'm saying? Make it real simple. Preach the gospel to every creature. John chapter 20 and verse 21. John 20, verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Do you get that? The same way Jesus was sent, he's sending us. He said, you need to be like me. Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8. It says, but ye shall receive power. Dunamis, dynamite power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, unto Jesus, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts chapter 26 and verse 18. Be our last verse. Hey, we're going to get done. Y'all did real good today. We get done on time. Acts 26, 18. You ready? Are you ready? Acts 26, 18. To open their eyes, this is us talking to people, ready? To open their eyes is the whole purpose of witnessing. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance, become one of the family among them which are sanctified or set apart by God by faith that is in Christ. Who's the witnesses? At that table? Who's the witnesses? All of us. Well, I want everybody to get this now. Who's the witnesses? We are. All right. All right. And what needs to happen is we need to share with others what God has done in us. Our spirit needs to get stirred for others. God, help me to see others through your eyes. Are you praying that? God, help me to see other people through your eyes. And then realize the Great Commission, Jesus sending, Jesus' purpose. Why didn't, when we got saved, he just take us home? Oh, got another one. Okay. That's right. We got work to do. He wants us to be like him. I'll give you one more verse. Sorry, one more verse. Matthew 4:19. And Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. That time I went into that Walmart, saw that guy, went over, talked to him. All these people gathered around while I was talking. And God said, take him out. Side, because there's too many people. You'll get distracted with all these people, and I want to deal with him. When I walked outside, the man ended up calling out to God for mercy through the blood of Jesus. He was born again right there in the car with Janiah, little girl sitting in the car. And I talked to him about baptism. He said, well, I like to. He said, but my brothers are in that car over there. And I drove up next to him, and I said, with their brother right here, and I said, follow me. And I drove off with her brother. Guess what they did? They followed us. And both of them ended up getting saved too. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me, if you follow me, if you follow me. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. Jesus, I'm so glad for who you are. I'm so glad to be a part of your life. I'm so glad you saved my soul. I'm so glad you put all this inside of me. I'm so glad for each person that's here today hearing this. And I pray that you would help us to be encouraged by the Word of God, to realize you are our defense. You are the one empowering us. You're the one guiding us to say or to hug somebody. And Lord, all we got to do is say or do whatever it is you want, not worry about it. You know, don't look at their, don't worry about their faces and their all that stuff. And Lord, we just commit them into your hands. And Lord, we want to let you live your life through us. We want to let you live your life through us. We choose to cooperate with you living your life through us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.